Hi, I'm back every time. So I've kind of taken a bit of a break from reviews because I do that sometimes. You know, I like to change things up a bit. But I have kind of I'm really excited today. This is a review ramble, in case you didn't know or don't know how to read and didn't. How did you get here? It's fine. If you're under 18, you need to fucking leave. Sorry, I'll back up. Today's kind of exciting and special. You can already tell that I'm excited because I am already rambling. I ordered a new model from a company I haven't ordered any dildos from yet. So today I am reviewing the Hydrochroma from Pleasure Forge. I have only purchased some eggs from Pleasure Forge before, so this is my first dildo from them, and it has spent 2 weeks in Florida just waiting. I don't know what for, but I ordered it almost over a month ago and it showed up today. And the last time I reviewed stuff that showed up the day I did a review, I kind of cursed myself afterwards for not doing an unboxing, because I thought that might be fun, because then you can hear all of the dumb noises I make when I'm like, ooh, it's so pretty. So really quickly, I can actually start with the reasons why I purchased this toy before I get into what I like about it, because I don't fucking know yet. It's still in the box. The box is sealed. That's the box. I'm gonna open it in a minute. I got fucking scissors here. Someone left me alone with sharp items. It'll be fine. You'll make sure I don't hurt myself, right? Thanks. So the reason why I am kind of excited about this boy, so it's a new model that was released about a month-ish ago. I was really fortunate and was able to get in on the first time they dropped them. And this one is a medium soft boy. So I kind of showed up to the drop a little late and there wasn't a lot of color selection left, which is what will happen when you show up to a drop late. But this one was still sitting there, and he looks, based on the pictures from the website, let's talk about shape first, then we'll talk about color. Shape-wise, it seems like he has kind of a triangular head, but there's a lot of, like, ridges and stuff over it, with, like, deep ridges. So he's a very, how to put it? Like, there's fine texture where it's a bunch of, like, little tiny scales, like, say, on the Orichi from Bad Dragon. Or there's the ridges on this where they're more like, they're ridges. They're not so much texture. But I'm so good at this. The head honestly reminds me of, like, a dragon head with, like, a frill around it. And then he kind of sucks back in a little bit. So, like, it looks like he's... I like the big boys with, like, the swell up at the front. And this one looked like it might fit that particular design that I like. That's kind of the best way I can describe how I think it's gonna look. I'm looking at, like, the singular picture in my emails right now. So then to talk about the color, which, so a tiny bit of insight into my purchasing habits with toys. I tend to go for the model and the softness and size specifics first, and then I judge if the color is something that I really like. If it's a model and a size and a firmness that I really want, I will go for a color combination I'm less interested in, because I really want the toy. I find the pragmatic part of myself says, you're going to be sticking it into your orifices, so it doesn't actually matter what it looks like. But it's nice when they look nice. So my collection is pretty all over the place as far as color combinations go, although I tend to go for bright, rainbowy type colors, combination, like contrasty combinations. I'll talk about that some other time. This is not a review about my general collection. It's time to hydrate. See, excited, tangent. Good one too. So the color for this boy. I'm not usually into neutrals like blacks and grays and whites, and I really do not like brown. Like, within a certain color combination, it might work, but I've seen some really poopy looking toys recently, and it makes me so sad. Set that over there. Hopefully it doesn't dump over. So this one is a looks to be kind of like a neutrally white. The exact color combination that they call it on their site is Wispy Sunset Clouds, and it has a glow to it. Ooh, glow. Glow is just like an extra benefit, but it's always exciting. It reminds me of stone. It reminds me of like a quartz or an alabaster or a really finely ribboned marble. That's what the picture reminds me of. So it's a mix of like a really, really pale blue and a really pale pink and what looks to be like a white and a silvery-ish color. That's what the picture on my phone looks like. Another fun thing to think about is my phone might not be presenting things exactly appropriately. I hope my nightlight isn't on. Nope. But so there was three there that matched the specifics that I wanted, and they were all the same color combination name, but this one looked the most like stone, and when I saw it, I was like, so I'm easy like that. My phone's buzzing. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to take sharp scissors that I brought and, oh my god, the box. I mean, who doesn't like getting presents? So I'm trying to remember what the stuff from them. That's enough. Oh my god, it's a Nintendo! We'll beat the tape, it's fine. I don't remember what came in the box the last time I ordered from these guys. Again, it was some eggs. So I have to eventually do an egg review of all the things I have there, because that's kind of an extensive collection too at this point, I guess. What defines extensive? Anyway, gestures. We got our invoice on top. I guess we'll talk really quickly about the box. The box is really nondescript. The address is just from P.F. and then their location, which is, I don't know, somewhere by Florida. Goddamn Bermuda Triangle of dicks. I got my invoice, which is excellent. Let's see. Sometimes, I didn't realize, but some stores actually put, like, discount codes on their... Yes, they put discount codes on their invoices, and if you don't look at it, you don't realize it, and then you pay the regular price for the other toy that's coming in the mail when you would have really liked to have gotten 10% off. But that's okay. Remember to look at your invoices. Seems pretty straightforward and simple, like an adult thing to do. I'm usually like, yep, that's what's in the box. So it's not a very big box. Well, you know, it's big enough. Like I said, nondescript. My address is on there too. I would never know it's a dick. I read something on Twitter about somebody receiving a dildo in like a one of those like plastic bag mailers. So funny. It's wrapped in brown crinkly paper, which is gonna be really good for the audio. I apologize. But if we get rid of it quickly, I'll deal with that later. Don't worry about it. And then I'm gonna shake the paper because sometimes stores do like little extras, sometimes they don't. These folks do not. Ooh. Okay. So, a lot of toy stores send their stuff in plastic bags, and you usually get the little sticker that says, "Inspect your toy before you open it," because it's gonna depreciate in value if you open the bag. That's something that if people are interested in getting into toys, but you're not 100% sure if you will like it or not, there is a reselling market for silicone toys. They can be sterilized and used by other people. So if you purchase a toy and then when it arrives, you go, "Oh fuck, that's way too big," or "Oh, that's too small," you can leave it in bag and sell it for new, because there's a whole bunch of folks doing that. So I'm pretty horrible though. I say do as I say and not as I do. I'm usually like, "Get into the bag, gotta look. Is it too big? I'll figure it out later." So I got a crinkly bag with the inspection sticker. I'm just gonna open him right up and then talk about how he looks rather than three stages of opening the bag. Well, if I look at the toy through the bag, it looks like this, but if I take the toy out of the bag, it looks slightly less like I'm looking at it through a bag. Who would have thought? Thank you. Bye, noisy bullshit. Ooh. Okay. I'm just taking half a moment to look and think and process. So this is one of those cases where the color of the toy is not exactly what I expect. And if I were a really picky bitch, I'd be like, meam, meam, meam. But then if I went to my phone and increased my contrast or lowered my brightness, the picture would be accurate. So that's just, I always come back to that is more a warning. That does not mean I'm not excited. Oh, fuck. Okay. So the blue is a little bit bluer than I expected. I thought it was going to kind of be a washed out color. It's like a slightly muted baby blue. And same with the pink. It's like a baby pink. Maybe with it's a bit of a purple. Could be lavender. Next to the blue, some of it looks lavender. They're both kind of like a translucent opacity. So I can see ribbons in them of the white that's mixed in, and the white is a opaque white. So there are all sorts of swirls and ribbons. It's really, really pretty. There's sparkle in the blue and the pink. It's silver, so it's not super flashy. It appears the white does not have sparkle in it. So, like, one side has way more color on it, and the other side is way more of the white. So, depending on the side you're looking at, it almost looks like two different toys. The one side, the colors are way more mixed in with that white so it does have a more muted tone to it. God damn. Some of the ribbons are fucking amazing. Like, these ones look like a fingerprint. God damn. Excite. I come back to, part of me, so long as the color combination is solid, I'm not always super, super worried about the picture online, because I'm gonna stick it in my vagina. So if the blue is slightly more blue than I thought it was going to be, oh dear, no, my experience is ruined. How will I ever, never mind, I'll figure it out. Okay, let's talk about appearance. I should take a drink, though. I think I need to start bringing, like, a glass. Because, like, this is just a screw-on lid. It shouldn't be hard. Yeah. But it kind of is. In, like, one of those... It never wants to go on evenly, so it's always like, am I cross-threading this thing? It's a fucking Yeti. Why is it like this? Why is your quality not impeccable? Ooh, I just looked at the bottom. Okay, I don't often think about, like, the butts of the dildos, because they sit on them, you know? this one, though, it really showcases, like, the translucent aspects of the pink and the blue. Because there's, like, feathers of the translucent white. It's really, really, it's cool. It's like, okay, there's YouTube videos of people making Jell-O cakes. And they'll make, like, a bowl of clear gelatin and then flip it over and, like, inject colors and stuff to make flowers and things. It's a really neat process to watch, and that's what this reminds me of, where you can see, like, the depth that the color goes into. Anyway, shape. So, he is, usability is pretty much the exact same length as my hand. Like, if I stretch my hand real tall, I'm a little bit longer, but not by much. His head is wider than three of my fingers, though. And, like, he's a girthy boy. I like him girthy. So it does have that, like, triangular slash cone shape to it. I still... Okay. It's like if... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna lose so much nerd cred. The dog guy from The NeverEnding Story, for somebody yelled out. mix that with a predator. That's what it reminds me of. It really, really looks like, it kind of looks like a dragon head. Anyway, triangular head, so it's a coney where it bulbs out the whole way about around. The ridges and bumps and stuff are very intense looking. The base is nice, and I don't see it being a problem. The bottom of his shaft is quite thick too, so he's not floppy. As far as squishability goes, because he is a thicker boy, and this is a medium size, even in the soft, there's not going to be quite as much give, which makes sense. There's more density. His head is real squishy, though. Let me get one of my other soft toys to compare. Yeah, so I'm comparing him to my soft Flint, which is a small too, so he's not quite as girthy, but, yeah, the squish is comparable for the size difference. I'm not mad. So I am going to pause the recording really quickly because I did just take this out of the bag, which means I don't know where it's been besides in a bag. I'm going to go give it a really quick bath and get my space set up a bit better and put the scissors away so I don't hurt myself or anything else. And then I will come back and we'll see how she rides, huh? Thank you for your patience. Maybe I'll insert some like waiting music here. That'd be so dumb. Oops. Anyway, I'm back. He's so clean, squeaky clean. Another thought I had really quickly though, while I was giving him a wash, on the topic of color, I'm also sitting in like my recording cave where it's dark, and the only light I have is a LED smart bulb, which is currently set to natural sunlight, but is it? So yeah, I just yeah, I comment on this a lot because I see enough dissatisfaction online when people receive an item and they're just it just seems like they're bit of pragmatism would ease the anxiety. Anyway, that's my soapbox. I'm gonna throw that shit into the corner and I'll make like a little hoe. So I fucking think about what I should talk about today. My new toy is what I'm going to talk about. I'm just going to warm up really quickly because, want to. I woke up this morning tired. Just having one of those lazy, slow mornings where kind of woke up semi early and rolled over and looked at my phone, and then I rolled back over and went to sleep for 45 minutes. And then, like 2 hours later, I woke up properly. Get out of bed, go and eat, get the mail. Oh my god, new toy! And I've been waiting for it for a really long time. Okay. Anticipation. So I'm a little. So I'm now starting to think about what I'm gonna be sticking in myself. I think I'm gonna use lube today. I'm gonna try not to. I'm gonna talk about that for half a second, just for 5 minutes or so. This is so weird, and this is totally a me thing. But like, when I first started, I was like, I'm never gonna use lube. Fuck it. It became kind of like a little bit of a point of pride, I suppose, and a stupid one, because I really like lube. Why not just throw some on, you know? So I'm gonna try to stop shaming myself for that, 'cause we're here to have a good time, not to worry about. I'm sticking a piece of silicone in my cunt. Why would I be worried about. Choose the things you're anxious about. So one thing that's really fun about putting lube on the toys is it always just makes the sparkles sparkle more. And I wish there was a way to keep that finish, because it's just... I guess there is a way to keep that finish. Just keep them wet all the time. Rotation. So anyway, that's my comment on lube. I personally use Sliquid, which... It's great. I think I mentioned that the head is like 3 fingers wide. This is why I wanted him, though. So, one thing I really like about the Coney head is he's really easy to get started and inserted. One thing I find annoying about blunter-headed toys, like the horse cocks, etc., it can be kind of hard to get them started. So, it's nice that this one has that nice taper to it, you know? And because we've got all of those really nice ridges, we can twist them. I'm gonna fucking do it, though. This one's not gonna beat me. So I guess another thing about the head design is it's kind of asymmetrical, the top versus the bottom. The top has these, like the ridge. Like if you're looking, it looks like a dragon head, that's where the top of the head would be, and it's got like ridges that, this is my type. Okay. He's a lot of fun so far. The shape of the head is really good. As I'm thinking about it, I guess... as I'm thinking about it, I guess it's almost kind of the shape of a hand, in a way. Like, if you cone it up to, like, fist. Or, you know... If you make, like, a duck hand... And then fuck somebody with it. That's the shape. Sorry. I'll tell you in a minute. The head got in, and we said, fuck it, hard in. Okay. Big fan. Yes. Oh, fuck me. God damn it. Yes, please.
Oh, God damn it. Don't think I like him. God damn it. Hydration break. Intermission thoughts say, fuck me. Oh, God damn it. I'm not gonna lie. I like all my dildos. Like, I don't know how long it's gonna be before I'm like, no, this one sucks. So I guess it's. God damn this lid. I need someone smart to help me. So like it would be horrible if I got to this point and I was like, I don't know. I kind of have him inserted right now and I'm sitting and just kind of gently rocking up and down. I'm kind of laying the way the mattress is. And just like that little bit of movement. And he's hitting all the best spots for me anyway. He's not so long that it's hitting that painful spot. Least not like the really deep painful spot. A plus grinding toy. I really. Sorry, I'm trying to put a thought together. It's taking a minute. So I don't. You like 10? Okay. I don't usually. A lot of indie shops don't do suction cups on the bottom. That was hard. So it's I need to invest in some double-sided suction cups so I can use more of my toys in some more exciting locations, I suppose. So fucking good. is fucking awesome. Sorry, I'll be back to that thought eventually. So fucking creamy. I didn't use a lot of lube, like a dime. Liquid's excellent though. My luck, they I'm not gonna say anything horrible. Distracted. Silicone. Suction cups used in different places. I really like it when I can find a toy that I can use in a slightly different position where I don't have to like fucking thrust with my hand the whole time. Cause I'm a lazy bitch. I don't think it's good, guys. I think. Grinding situation was A+ until I decided I want to get off. Really, really impressed, happy. God damn. So yes, I come back to this. This is one of the shapes I really like, where I'm dying. It's killed me. Ah! I don't need to think, it's fine. Shape's great. I come back to, I kind of hoped. Sorry, I'm just like, it's time for a nap. You wanna cuddle? It, fuck. good stretch. It's not so difficult that we can't manage it, but thank God she fills me up. I'm a sucker for soft toys, so you're not gonna hear any complaints in that regard. It's a real, because he's a chonkier boy, it's a good balance against the girth. I feel like this particular episode devolved even further than the other ones have. Oh, I was so horny. Anyway, I'm just fucking around now. Real good. If you're into swoopy shapes. Another thing to consider, because the head has that difference, the textures on the bottom versus the top. It's got that real nice change of experience if you flip it over. Like, I like when the ridges hit the front of my vagina, but they feel great hitting the back too. So many options. It's so good. I suppose I'm starting to realize that I kind of prefer the toys that have a bit more texture in that, like, more defined way. I'm not as into the toys that I would refer to as, like, balloon texture, where there's just, it's smooth. Like, there's a place for those. I'm gonna ride one of those soon and eventually too. But these ones, it's just, real good, real into it. Real fucking great stuff. I have another toy from Pleasure Forge coming in the mail. God damn it. Pay attention. have another one coming in the mail called the Bromeliad that has also been kind of something I've been eyeing for a little bit, so I'm he'll probably be the next review. He's also ridgy. Ridgy. I don't know where else to go with this. I really enjoyed him, clearly. I don't want to stop. But I'll save some of that energy for something else. Maybe something special. Or secret. If you want to know a secret, there's a post on my profile about something going on soon. That's all I'm going to say about it, though. Besides, it's a secret. Like, only 30 people have listened to it. Only 30 people know. Amazing. What if I put up a picture of my tits, you'd be all over it. You goddamn pervert. It's fine. I love you anyway. Thank you for coming to hang out. I hope you enjoyed the review. I don't know if you got a special person in your life that's into toys. Maybe check this one out. I really recommend checking out everything that I review because I'm pro sex toy. But, I'm just gonna, like, sit on this one for a while and contemplate how happy I am he showed up in the mail. Anyway, have a really good day. Great day. Yeah. Bye.
Hey, I just thought I would pop in here really quickly. This is me, like, a lot of hours later editing. And I realized I forgot to say, this review isn't sponsored in any sort of way. I bought the toy and paid for the shipping that took for fucking ever US Postal Service. I bought that with my own money. I don't have no contracts with nobody. But you know, I'm open. Sorry, I'm an amateur. I don't want to be, though. Anyway, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed the review, and thank you so much for hanging out. Have a good one. I hope you got off. Bye.